welcome, Chimpers, to episode 57 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. Justin is on vacation for the next 6 weeks, so filling in tonight is going to be your friend and mine, Mr. Whitey is Fed Up.
Hey, how you doing tonight, DJ?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear you. Thanks a lot for filling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. So who's going to be on the show tonight?
Tonight we have special guest, The Spider.
The Spider. He's the guy that was in Africa that one time, right?
Yeah, he's got some really good stories from over there.
Very cool. And then we're also going to talk to CT Nighaven.
Yeah, one of our newest and most favorite super moderators.
Yeah. We have a pre-recorded spot from Justin that he did right before he left for vacation, and he and his son, his 14-year-old son Hayden, are going to read the top 10.
Yes, it will be Justin Iger and his son Hayden Iger.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Chimpers, so stick around because Chimp Out Radio starts now.
This is Unchained, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
With us tonight is a very special guest. You know him as The Spider. Spider, how are you tonight?
Not bad at all. And you?
Doing great. Because I know you've been on the show before, and we got to talk for a little bit during a live show.
Yeah, you went to Africa. You lived in Africa or something, didn't you?
I went there on a hunting trip.
Oh, nice. How many niggers did you bag?
Unfortunately, none. They weren't on the menu.
Oh, damn it. Well, you know, you got to slip them the extra 20.
You were in Africa. Well, you were just there on a hunting trip. What was it like, and when was this?
Oh, God. Probably 12, 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shithole. it's probably the most beautiful spot on the planet, except for the monkeys there. I mean, it's just they've absolutely destroyed the place. They piss and shit in the same water source. You know, a lot of them get bagged by crocodiles and hippos because they get water from the same damn spot. And they also shit and piss there at the same spot.
Yeah.
That was just one of the eye-opening things there because, you know, all the time that some buck would send his sheboon off to go get water, you know, he'd have 14, 15 wives, and occasionally one would be taken by crocs. There's
Sweet.
A toll. Yeah. think of the poor croc and the indigestion that thing gets. But just the casual disregard for life, it's just a really sick place.
I'm sure.
I mean, most of the niggers here in this country has had civilization kind of in them a little bit. Mm-hmm. Over there, they're totally unchecked. I mean, it's just a total eye-opener.
Well, yeah, because those are pure niggers. I mean, the ones in America have like 20-something percent human DNA in them, so they're actually hybrid organisms. But, you know, the ones in Africa are actual real Stone Age niggers.
Yeah, they're still living a Stone Age. I mean, I don't think any of them has even progressed into the Iron Age. I mean, you look like the Kung people or what the fuck they call them.
Yeah, the Kung or whatever.
Yeah, they're definitely Stone Age. The other niggers living are considered them subhuman. I mean, I think the average IQ in them is like 50 or 60.
Whoa.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
50 or 60.
Yeah, I mean they're really fucking stupid. They're orange skinned. They're actually kind of evolved a little different. The women have like a flap that goes over their cooter.
What?
Yeah, look it up. And the guys typically go around semi erect all the time. They don't wear clothes either. It was like gross.
Oh.
Well, hey, Spider. So there are actually niggers that consider other niggers Stone Age and prehistoric.
Yeah.
That's a double nigger.
Yeah, that's like the pot calling the kettle black.
and there is no black unity there. I mean, every tribe hates every other tribe. I mean,
It's like the gangs in the West Coast. They all hate each other, even though they're all niggers.
Yeah.
You know, you're wearing red, I'm wearing blue, so let's kill each other.
Yeah, I mean, just look at that Rwanda. I mean, that's been a blessing for us, but, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just fucked up.
Hey, so, one of my best friends, it's a lady friend, her mother was a nurse, and actually her and her sister moved to Africa. God, they lived over there for 10 or 15 years, and she wrote a book about it. It's actually hilarious. And she's a diehard liberal. So you read this thing, and you're just like, she's pointing out every nigger nuance that we know,
yeah,
but making excuses for it. But it's actually funny to read.
Wow.
Anything like Negroes in Negroland?
Not quite. It was, Adventures of a Jewish American Princess in Africa or something like that.
Wow.
I actually have a copy of it because she was selling them for like $20.
Wow. You should like post excerpts from that on the site.
I did a long time ago.
Did you?
And yeah, it was one of the times right before the site crashed, I posted a bunch of them and then they got lost.
Huh. Maybe we can get you to read some later.
Maybe.
Yeah, like another night or something. So, when you went to Africa, were you a libtard? I mean, or did you know about the savage Negroid beast?
Oh, I hated him even before I went.
Did you hate him more now?
Probably more now that I have to work with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I you know, I went to school with them. I knew what the shines were up to all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I was always afraid of shaking one's hand when I was a kid. I was worried the black would rub off.
Well, the smell definitely will.
Yeah.
Yeah, blacks like to rub off on people. They just walk up and hump your leg and rub off. But
don't they call that frottage?
I think they call it foreplay.
Okay. I thought foreplay for a nigger was when they club a woman over the head in a dark alley.
Compound Radio.
With DJ.
And Justin.
Waking up the world.
One lip dog.
At a time.
Okay, so we're here with the spider, and tell the chimpers, how did you come up with your screen name?
Oh, I kind of like comic books and old Republic serials, and the spider is one of my favorite Republic serials.
Is the Republic still publishing now, or?
No, it was a TV, I mean, it actually is a movie studio that produced low-budget serials back in the 30s through 50s.
So,
but it was kind of fun. There was no niggers in it. And
of course not.
It was a great show.
Are there videos of it still around, I take it, on YouTube maybe? Or
yeah, if you go on YouTube or, you know, you can buy them like on iOffer or eBay.
But this wasn't radio. This was just like acting.
Yeah, they show them in the little movie theaters, and they were like 15-minute shorts before. They're like the regular matinee back then, and they would do 15, 20 chapters, so there'd be like 15 or 20 of these cliffhangers.
Yeah.
And that they used that to get people going into movie theaters all the time.
Right, right. Because kids would watch this and think it was really cool, and they'd have to find out what happens next. So they would, you know, get money from their parents to go see the movie every week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. So what did he do? I mean, did he have superpowers? Was he just a really cool guy or what?
He used disguise, and he outthought a lot of his villains, but he also shoot them up once in a while.
That's great. But does that have a specific meaning to you? I mean, do you identify with that character for a reason? Or?
Well, I can be kind of sneaky.
Yeah. Hmm. Because I think Chimp Out needs its own superhero. What do you think?
Eh. The pay's not good.
No.
No, the pay sucks.
How do you know? Are you guys superheroes?
No, the Chimp Out pay sucks.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Are you getting paid? I'm listening.
You're not?
Here.
Oh shit! I wasn't supposed to tell you.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're not supposed to let out that.
So, do any of you ever work with the public?
Yeah, all the time. Actually, I was. I'm not employed right now, but up until Friday, I was.
Oh, I do. I'm an elevator guy, so I deal with scumbags all day long.
Yeah. Me, I'm a librarian.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Constant nigger shines.
Oh, I can imagine.
You wouldn't believe what they do to elevators.
Yeah, we had one. We ended up having the cops have to take him out. He was going in the to the bathroom in the elevator. I was wondering where all the yellow stains on the door was coming from.
Gross.
Oh.
And I happened to be looking through the security cameras and saw the door open while he was pissing. I just wish he'd hit a high power line or something. Fried nigger. I mean,
fried nigger in a box.
You would not believe the shit we find. And we find bloody tampons, used crack needles, piss, shit, thrown down the elevator shaft. It's like, come on, really? And then if it's a nigger building, they will seriously Bic lighter all the plastic buttons, screwdriver all the keys up so nothing works, kick the shit out of the doors so they're all bent and they don't run right, and then they'll complain when it breaks. And you're like, really, niggers? Nobody else came in here and destroyed this thing. It's only 3 years old, and it's freaking destroyed. It should last for 50 years.
And it lasted for three.
Sometimes they don't even last that. Fuck, we put two in the tenderloin. And it had a drop ceiling with, can lights in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't there 2 days and nigger stole all the light bulbs out of the ceiling. They stole the fucking light bulbs.
Wow.
And this is government housing where they don't pay anything to live there, but they stole the fucking light bulbs.
Wow.
We had to put tamper-proof covers on the lights so the niggers couldn't steal the light bulbs.
Jeez. That's going to be a pain in the ass when you got to change the bulbs. You got to take all that shit off. Just to
no, we put LED in there so they'll never burn out.
There you go.
Because it's under warranty. We're like, fuck these motherfuckers.
Yeah, otherwise you'll be back every week.
Like every day.
Every day. Wow. I used to go into the library to use the internet a few years ago, and there was this lady that would come in there a lot, too. She was a really nice older white lady, and she would always bring some disinfectant wipes and wipe everything down. And I was like, man, why is she doing it? I said, why do you do that? I mean, seriously, why do you do that? She goes, oh, you'll find out. And then it wasn't long after that there was this nigger, and when he was done, he would pick his nose and wipe boogers on the mouse.
Yeah, that's typical. We keep handy wipes, and we got like some spray-on fogger disinfectant. We run over the keyboards all the time.
Duh.
Just a week ago, we had one Shibun change her little shitlet. And threw the diaper up on a keyboard.
Gross.
Are you kidding me?
No. I mean, fucking diaper on the keyboard. I found a tampon laying out in the lobby.
Oh, that's typical of them.
Yeah. We have a nigger high rise just right next to us where I work. And it just, it's messy as hell. They're in there every day. They come in to go on Moco Space. Yeah. Black Planet something, World Star Hip Hop, and then to like Backpage.com to look for hookers.
Jeez. Can't you just block those just to get rid of the niggers? Just block those?
We try to block them as much. There was one we found that was Tube8.com.
Oh, I know that site. Yeah, it's free porno.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ told me about that one. That's one of his favorites.
Yeah, because I was looking for your home videos that your mom made.
We end up having that website blocked. They'd come in, whip their dick out, and go to town.
What? Are right there in the library?
Public? Yeah. Yeah, they think they're all being sly about it. And, you know, they're on camera no matter where they are in the building. You'll see their arm going underneath the desk. And, you know, you just call the cops and they come collect them. And, but, yeah, it's entertainment every day.
Well, yeah, because they're not there for books. I mean, seriously, how often does a nigger come up and check out a book?
Very rarely. Most of the time, they just come there for the computers and they check out DVDs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, DVDs and computers. And even if a nigger was going to learn how to read, they're not going to check a book out. They'll just steal it.
Yeah. Yeah, the books they're always interested in as, like, the Afrocentric shit. Like, they had wings and flew around the pyramids. And
oh, yeah.
AIDS was invented by YT.
yeah, we was Egyptians.
Yeah. I mean, your people weren't shit. I mean, they still
Nefertiti
aren't.
Nefertiti was a she-boom.
Oh, I had a guy I was interviewing. We had a nigger apply for a job. His name was Hatshepsut.
What was his name?
He named himself after the Egyptian queen Hatshepsut because he thought he was Egyptian.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I was like, do you know that was a queen?
He fucking chipped out right there.
Wow.
Dumbass. You know, I would say, can they get any fucking stupider, but they can.
Well, look at that one that they arrested a couple days ago, Shitavius.
Oh, my God. I actually forwarded that link to half a dozen friends. They were like, that's a fake story. And I'm like, no, it's not a fake story.
I mean, where the fuck did they come up with these names? It felt like I was taking a shit when I had my child, so I'm going to name him Shitavius. I don't understand. I mean, and then when we deal with them, you know, they come up to get library cards.
Yeah.
Half the time they can't spell their names.
They can't even spell their own names?
Really?
They can't spell their own names. They don't know their own address. They have to look at their driver's license, you know, to spell that stuff, where they live. They don't know their phone numbers. And if it's a shibun who comes in with her shitlets, she doesn't know their last names. She'll have to call the different baby daddies to find out which one was which. This is like daily work, you know, that I see. You know, it's just disgusting. You know, you'll see like a boon come in with eight turds. I mean, shitlets, and it's
Jesus
amazing.
Jesus Christ. Hey, for those of you listening out in Chimpout Land that don't believe what's on the forums, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth right here.
Or the spider's mouth.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it that way.
Yeah. The worst ones are the Somalians. They imported a bunch of them into town. And they unfortunately live fairly close to where I work. And they'll just screw up everything. We even had an attempted rape. And there was a young white girl. And the Somali boon was all over. He had his hands down her pants.
Jeez.
And she didn't, like, club him with the thesaurus or something?
No, she was a little girl. She was probably maybe 10, 12.
Oh, my Jeez. God. That thing should have just been a...
Yeah,
guillotine to the penal right there.
Yeah, unfortunately we can't. But yeah, there's actually some down low action that we had to stop one time.
Jeez.
$2 going at it in a stairwell.
Holy crap.
I thought my job had it bad.
Yeah.
You got me beat hands down.
We had that twice. We had one, the person refused to go in the bathroom to break it up. But I had to stop the one in the stairwell, and that's not a pretty sight, I tell you.
This is Mel Patron, and you're listening to Chimpa Radio.
And that was the Spider. Special thanks to him for joining us tonight. We're going to take a musical break, and when we come back, Justin Iger and his son Hayden are going to join us and read the top 10.
All right, and we're back. And Justin, I understand that you have a surprise for the Chimpers here.
Yeah, it's my kid, Hayden. Hayden Nigger.
Hayden Nigger. He's going to join us for Top 10. And can you hear us there, Hayden?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so Hayden Nigger is with us. And Hayden, do you listen to the show?
Yeah, a lot. I do listen to every show.
That's great. You listen because you like it or because your dad makes you?
No, I like it a lot. It's like the best.
So cool. We're glad you're with us. And let's see. How old are you, Hayden?
14.
14. Okay. And do you have a lot of niggers in your school?
Well, I just left middle school, and there wasn't a lot, but still, the ones that were there were a pain.
Oh, of course they're a pain.
Yeah.
But I mean, your basketball team's looking okay, right?
Yeah, most of them were Mexican, so it's good.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So, okay, and Justin, what is the topic for this week's Top 10?
Top 10 jobs niggers would be good at.
Okay, this ought to be a good one. Reading them off is Justin's son, Hayden, Hayden Nigger. And Hayden, what is number 10?
Lip balm tester.
Yeah?
Well, he would take a whole tube.
I know, just to put on those big lips. Yeah.
Well, we should, like, substitute super glue for that and give it to the niggers, and maybe it'll shut them up.
Yeah.
That's how you frustrate a nigger. Glue his lips shut.
Yeah. That'll frustrate his boyfriend, too. Number 9.
Cadillac crash test dummy.
I'd pay to watch that, actually.
Yeah.
I like those slow motion films that they do at the GM plant.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know how you get the grease off the windshield.
Oh, God. That'd be bad for the car, wouldn't it?
It'd be worse on the inside than the outside.
Number 8.
Fried chicken inspector.
Is that a real job?
Well, if it was, you know, a nigga would probably get fired from it some way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah, eat all of it.
Like, I don't know where the skins go.
It's like the fox guarding the chickens, you know?
I know.
Put the nigger in charge of inspecting the fried chicken. I don't know. What is number 7?
Landmine clearer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
Just throw a basketball out there.
And then they're running for it.
They can't help it.
We run out of landmines before we ran out of niggers.
I know, that'd be better for the country.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, why waste the niggers on landmines?
Yeah.
Yeah, poor landmines.
Number 6 is boat anchor.
Boat anchor? Ugh. That sounds like a pollution to the environment.
Yeah, but, well, they can't swim, so it's perfect.
That's true, they're rockfish.
Straight to the bottom.
Straight to the bottom. But it'd probably end up trying to, you know, like, medic a whale or something.
Poor whale.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to work.
They've done horses and pigs, so.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Horses and pigs, so I guess the aquarium's going to be next. What is number 5?
Speed bump. Nobody would stop.
That's true.
Slow down.
Yeah, that's right.
But
everybody speed up.
A lot of people in our neighborhood slow down, but they wouldn't slow down for a nigger.
No, they wouldn't.
No.
We had a nigger speed bump. I guess it passed out after a party in the middle of our street.
It was...
And everyone was kind of gathered around, looking at it, poking it with a stick, trying to figure out what they're going to do.
You hear the kids saying, "Mommy, is it safe?" They're like, "No.
No, go back inside."
I saw that once when I was walking my dog in Kalamazoo. There was a nigger that was just, like, laying there sleeping on the sidewalk. And even though I was still a libtard, there was a little voice inside my blossoming racist mind that said, "Piss on him. Do it. Piss on him." But I didn't. Number 4.
Taser tester. I have a ring.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I'm kidding. Don't hit again.
Wow. That could be fun.
I know. We do it on the weekends. It's a sport.
Yeah. How can you tell when they've had enough? Does it straighten their hair?
Actually, I guess they never have enough because they don't stop.
That's true.
They never stop twitching. That's just a call to get them again.
Yeah. Sort of like a defibrillator in reverse. It's a denigrillator.
Woo!
Anyway, number three.
Yeah.
Chef Deniglet.
Wait, I didn't hear it. Say it again.
Chef Deniglet.
Chef Deniglet?
Yeah.
You know, they got one. You got to have one for the salad, one for the soup.
For the ghetto lobster, yeah. Chef.
The bull on the cover.
You think he's related to Chef Boyardee? It's like his French cousin that they don't talk about.
That's right.
Chef Deniglet. Okay. What is number...
successful one.
Yeah. Number two.
Crack pipe tester.
Well, of course.
He's standing right next to this fried chicken tester.
I know.
They trade off.
They probably get fired from that job, too.
Yeah.
There's too much, there's no crack left.
I know. They'd be fighting over it, and then they'd be fired.
So far, we're almost done with the top ten. We haven't found a single job that niggers would really be good at. They'd be fired from all of them, really. What is the number one nigger job? What is the number one job that niggers would be good at?
Coal mine canary.
Hey! How can they get fired from that?
Actually, they get fired by being blown up.
They probably take off running before the, you know, before they passed out.
They're like, I know what you're trying to do to me.
Or maybe they're just too stupid to die.
Yeah. They'd be like, I'm getting high. It's good. What's wrong, Whitey? Why are you running?
Why
are
you...
So I guess there's really nothing niggers are good at.
Yeah.
No. Probably not.
Except dying.
Well, the boat angle, that was the closest one I could think of.
Yeah. We tried.
Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah. I guess.
Giving them 10 chances, basically.
Yeah. And they all turned out pretty crappy.
Yeah, you can always talk yourself out of hiring a nigger, no matter for what.
Yeah.
That's true. Hmm.
But in the first place, why would anybody think of hiring one?
I don't know.
Affirmative action. These would be good affirmative action jobs. If you have to hire one, it would be for one of these.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
All right.
Well, hey. Well,
thanks for having me here, though.
Yeah, thanks, Hayden. It's great to have you on the show. And, you know, it sounds like your dad's bringing you up right.
Yeah, he is doing a great job.
Awesome. That's great. Okay, have a great time, and we'll have you back on the show soon.
Okay, cool.
All right, thanks, Hayden.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimbo Radio.
All right, we finally get to speak to the famous CT Nighaven.
Yeah, we're going to call CT Nighaven here, and we're going to see how he's doing, our newest moderator.
No, he's the newest super moderator.
That's what I meant. He's the newest super moderator. Ever since he got those superpowers, I just didn't even recognize the guy.
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stoop Nig.
And you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not.
Hello.
Hey, this is DJ and Whitey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, CT, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. Congrats on the promotion.
Yeah, thanks. I couldn't believe it.
Were you surprised when you got promoted to super moderator?
Yes, I was. Well, I had my power out, and, you know, I was anxious to get it on, and as soon as I came back on, there it was. I couldn't believe it.
Nice.
Well, you certainly earned it. You've been with the forum for a long time, and how did you first come across chimpout.com?
I was just Googling around, looking at nigger crime and stuff like that, and Obama and whatnot, and I spotted there, and I started reading some of the threads that, you know, that were available, and got a lot of laughs out of it, and I liked it, and after a while, I decided to sign up.
it was really the radio show that hooked me more than anything. You guys just kill me.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
They've done a good job with that show.
Yeah, you sure have. I really look forward to every episode.
All right. Well, we're glad we finally got you on the show. And you're living in Connecticut, I'm assuming, by your screen name. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. How fuxated is Connecticut?
It's pretty bad, depending on where you go. The town I live in is pretty much rural. And just there's like only 30 niggers that live in town. So
That's pretty,
pretty
good
nice
odds.
Here.
That's really good.
Yeah.
You got a room for rent?
Yeah. The town I moved out of, I still own the house there, but I rent it out, and it's bad there, and it's like closing in. The guy that works for me, it's closing in all around him. He lives right where I used to live, about a block away from there, and they're across the street all the time. They're always looking out, stealing and everything, and he hates niggers virulently, so
you should get him to sign up on the forum.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't do any, he doesn't have a computer or anything, and he pretty much has two modes. He's either painting or drinking, and that's it. That's no hobbies, anything like that.
So. Just so long as he doesn't do them both at the same time.
He doesn't have a computer? Did the nigger steal it?
No, he just doesn't. He has really no interest in computers, but he's always asking me about Chimp Out, and he laughs like hell about the things I tell him.
All right.
We keep a sharp eye out. We celebrate at work when one of them gets killed down in New Haven or up in Hartford. We make up songs. And it's a lot of fun. You know, a thing really gets me is that these, whenever one gets killed around here, they, like, right on the inside of their windows of their cars, RIP and this and that, we loves you and all that.
Yeah.
But I hate that.
Oh, they do that crap out here, but they just get the press-on stickers, you know, RIP, Jamal, whatever.
Yep.
What the fuck?
And it's usually like 2003 to 2011 is the date on it.
That's old age for a nigger.
Yeah. Well, I went to a ball game, and it was just little kids, you know, instructional league. And here comes this... Man, she looked like a mulatto, but she's got this little niglet, this little baby girl, and she had to be about three. She's got her face all written up for one of these local thugs that got killed. They called him Ant. So on this little girl's face, she's got it written, R.I.P. Ant, we love you. And so she's using her kid's face for a gravestone for a dead nigger. To me, that's pretty fucking twisted. You know?
I think it's funny.
What do you expect, really?
They are so gaudy, it's pathetic.
Maybe they couldn't afford a real gravestone, so they just had her nigger painted up. And they just say, okay, now stand in front of the grave until 4 o'clock. That when your brother comes.
And if you get any flowers, take them down and sell them, motherfuckers.
Niggers don't put flowers on their graves. They probably, like, throw their roaches on it.
Yeah, they ain't giving up the roaches.
That's true.
Can you get gravestones with your EBT card, or they don't do that yet?
Maybe that's why they're doing all this, because they don't want to report the death, because it'll stop all the welfare payments. So they don't report it. They just write it on their kid's forehead so they don't forget.
Yep. It's unbelievable. Guy two doors down from the guy who works for me, Craig, he got robbed, this Italian guy, and I posted a thread about it. And I guess they pretty much know who did it. I was expecting him to, this guy's connected, but not heavily, and I was expecting something to happen, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're sure if they got the right guy or whatever. And he knew him from school. He's a real piece of shit, and he's talking about this is, I own this area, and I go after, cripples and stuff like that. He's, like, bragging about it to his friends.
Jeez.
Fucking pissed me off. And this guy, Joe, that got jumped, he's the nicest guy you'd ever meet, you know. We used to till his dad's garden and everything, and he could have fought back in his day. He's a tough little Italian dude, but got a terrible back. He's got all kinds of rods in his back and stuff. He's had several operations, so they spotted him. You know, they're always watching. I drive by them every day on the way to work to bust my balls, and it really pisses me off. Yep.
They always go for the weak and crippled and elderly.
Mm-hmm.
They're vultures without wings.
Vultures without wings.
Pretty much.
They are.
Just fucking scavengers.
That's what they are.
Yep.
They're parasites, too.
God.
They should have gone extinct. They have no skills. They have nothing to bring to evolution. They have nothing to bring to mankind. They have nothing to bring to the earth.
Yeah, well, they probably would go extinct if it weren't for the nigger lovers propping them up all the time.
I know.
What they didn't kill off of each other, they'd starve to death and die all their fucking nigger diseases and everything.
Yeah, I know. They're always overpopulated everywhere.
Yep.
Ugh.
I think if we even had one nigger on the planet, they'd be overpopulated.
Yeah. I was sad to see that I saw a report that the mosquitoes were declining in numbers over in Africa.
What, are they eating mosquitoes now?
I don't know.
No, I think they're raping the mosquitoes is what I heard.
Probably.
Yeah.
The dog is man's best friend. Mosquitoes got to be second best.
Hi, this is Malfa Corum. I was now earning a decent wage for a decent job. I'd be listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Hang tight, Chippers. CT Nighaven is with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
You are listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Back with CT Nighaven and Whitey, you got a couple news stories for us, don't you?
Actually, I do have a couple. This one was a jaw dropper, and this was posted by Governor Jackson fan. 6-year-old Sheboon goes to doctor for putting condom in its mouth.
I saw that. What the fuck?
And this was in Omaha, Nebraska. A 6-year-old found what she thought was a balloon on the playground and placed it in her mouth. Now the child is being treated for possibly having contracted a sexually transmitted disease from a condom. Really? God. A 6-year-old's going to suck on a scumbag.
Just a mental image of that. A little nigglet in it.
Maybe she thought it was some bubble gum or something. This one already got a bubble in it.
Yeah, it's got the surprise center.
I read that one. They were worried that it might be infected, you know, disease. If it ain't, it is now, I'll tell you that.
Well, if it came off a nigger school playground, it's infected with something.
Yeah. What's worse, used jalami or a little nigglet's mouth?
Ugh.
That's a tough choice right there.
So what happened?
Well, here's a quote from Danajia King. I picked it up, I blew it up, but it was on the ground. Danajia says, Danajia, I don't know, stupid nigger name. Danajia said a teacher took her to the nurse after finding that condom as her parents rushed to the school. After picking up Danajia, stupid nigger name, whatever, up from Lothrop Magnet Wednesday afternoon, her family spent hours at the doctor's office. The trip included shots for STDs as a precaution.
So the doctor probably gave himself shots as a precaution because he was coming in contact with the nigger.
The janitor probably had to have shots after picking it up.
God. So what do you think she was doing? Do you think she was just like blowing it up like a balloon and going, look what I found, and then took it to a teacher or something?
And it's got mayonnaise inside. Extra special treat.
Oh.
Maybe practicing for her future career.
Yeah.
And there's a video at the link. So if you click on the link, there's a video of this slope-headed cornrow wearing stupid nigger. Wait. Here's the great quote.
Yeah.
This is from, I guess it's the baby mama. I feel that if we don't say anything about it, if we don't make a step forward, we have condoned it. What the fuck?
Condone what?
Niggers sucking on used condoms.
So does anybody even in this story even care that it was in a playground in the first place? I mean, how did it get there? Did the staff leave it there?
No idea. It doesn't say.
They don't
know. If
there's
a chance they can die from it, I condone it. I have no problem with little niggers sucking on condoms.
You know, when I saw the headline, my first thought was they made up the story about the condom because, you know, some nigger was molesting her and she got, like, oral herpes or something. So they...
No, that was that little nigglet in a hotel room.
Well, there was one like that?
Yeah, like a year ago.
You name it.
One of the major hotel chains, because they said their little nigglet pulled a used condom out of the bed and started sucking on it and caught herpes. It's like, yeah, right. Uncle Tyrone gave that motherfucker the herpes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were trying to get the nigger lottery?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Ugh. How would niggers even know what a condom is because they never use them?
That's exactly what I posted on the forum. Well, here's a great comment from Geek.
Okay.
Just how much money are we expected to spend training these monkeys anyhow? At 6 years old, even a nigger should know better to pick something up on a playground and stick it in its mouth. What is a magnet school anyways? A way to get extra gibbs for teaching niggers?
Now, what is a magnet school?
What did I put on there? A magnet school is called a magnet school because the staff are all bipolar from working with niggers.
I posted a thread with a picture of a little nigglet, you know, one of these feel-good stories about school starting up. Uh-huh. It's a principal of the school, and he's got tears running down his cheek, but he's just got this enormous melon head. And there ended up being 14 comments. The guys were just killing me on that one. I put it up for, you know, a caption contest. And some of the responses were just hilarious. Did you see the head on that nigger? What the fuck?
It kind of looked like a squashed bowling ball with some big nigger lips on one side.
Yeah. It stuck way out in the front side, and the back stuck out just as far as his face.
Hey, chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet. Well, here's one posted by A&H.
Okay.
And this is the story about the nigger school that was being used as a strip club at night.
What?
Oh, yeah. And the title is Niggers Put School to Good Use. It says, since it's a lost cause trying to teach these apes anything, they should just cut the school crap and party there 24/7, 365. And I actually was about to post this story, and I saw A&H put it up already, but it was a school. The parents were coming in complaining that the school smelled like cigarettes, and there was empty beer bottles and condoms all over the parking lot every morning.
Jeez.
And here's the actual story. By day, the Belair Language Academy is an A-rated charter school. So now we have charter schools and magnet schools for niggers. Home to children in kindergarten through middle school. But when the kids are tucked into bed, Belair apparently becomes a playground of a different kind.
That's when they bring out the Fresh Prince of Belair. And he gets up there and dances. So what? What are they doing?
Party flyers printed and on the web indicate that the campus at blah blah whatever address has been hosting raunchy booze-soaked bashes into the wee hours. One flyer for an upcoming party features a voluptuous, scantily clad woman posing with champagne bottles. Probably a fat shibun with a couple bottles of Cristal, but... Another shows a woman in a string bikini bending over suggestively and a man with flashy jewelry sitting on a stack of currency in front of a gold sports car.
Of course.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Well, here's a great one. Asked if the school was hosting any parties, founder and principal Raka Malik responded, not that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm aware of? I don't know enough about
nothing.
Didn't do nothing. What the fuck?
So he's the principal of the school and he doesn't know this was going on, he claims?
I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. What the hell kind of name is Araka?
I don't know. Nigger name.
It's a dancer name. Araka your boat. That's probably the one stripping. Maybe that's how they're raising money for like school trips and stuff. They just get up there and strip.
I don't know, but here's the funny part. The school takes this type of allegation very seriously and with the highest priority, he said, adding that it sublets the space to two churches on the weekends.
What? So yeah. It's a school, a strip club, and two churches.
Sounds like a typical nigger building.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah, they probably use the janitor's closet for the crack house.
Well, at least a little nigglets will feel at home with empty booze bottles and condoms and all kinds of filth laying around. Yeah,
that's their home ec class.
Yeah, yeah, maybe they can suck on them empty condoms like that last story.
That's their nutrition class. That's fucked up. Oh, jeez, that's fucked up.
Holy fucking niggers. Jesus. Belair, which boasts a bilingual curriculum, did receive a failing grade in 2010 and was threatened with closure at that time. When the F turned into an A this past summer, the school got a reprieve. So they took whatever amount of niggers that couldn't read or write, and all of a sudden these little bastards are getting A's.
Well, they probably cheated on the score on the test, just like down in Atlanta.
That's exactly what they did.
Of course they did.
They got a school system up here. I think it was Hamden that they got caught, and there's investigations going on.
Oh, there was a bunch of them that got busted all over America.
Yep.
Well, what did they think was going to happen? You know?
Yeah.
Right.
I can't see the point in sending little niggers to school to begin with.
Yeah, really. They might as well just send them straight to prison.
Yeah.
Save a lot of time.
Yep.
It goes kindergarten, first grade, prison. Because they're going to end up there anyway.
I like hospital prison better. Go straight to prison.
Do not pass go. Do not collect welfare. Go straight to prison. Well, that's really fucked up.
Here's a great comment on the forum. Oh, Bungle's idea. No nigger left behind. I'm all for that policy when it comes to shipping them back to Africa.
They're halfway back. Let them try and swim the rest of the way. Supposed to go green, right? Could save on fuel.
That's true.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimpo Radio.
Well, that's it for this episode of Chimp Out Radio. Special thanks going out to Whitey is Fed Up for filling in for Justin while he's on vacation. And thanks to Justin's son, Hayden, for joining us tonight and doing the top 10. Had a lot of fun with him. He's a good kid. And thanks to CT Nickhaven for being our guest tonight and doing the news stories with us. Had a lot of fun with him. And special thanks to the Spider who joined us too. Lots of interesting stories with him, and he's welcome back anytime. He's a good friend. The Spider. Also, don't forget to check out our sister site, chimptube.tv. It's a lot like YouTube, except we will not ban you for posting videos about niggers. Lots of cool downloads up on that site. Lots of videos and cartoons that were made by chimpers. Lots of animated features, and there's songs to download. MP3s are available there. You can watch video representations of your favorite Chimp Out Radio episodes that were made by Birdman himself. Those are posted up there. Cool slideshows, lots of submissions, there's Niggeroki on there, all kinds of cool stuff. So check it out. Membership is free. You don't have to register if you don't want to, but it's there if you like it. You can post anything that's nigger related and it will not get taken down ever. So chimpers, be sure and stick around because we got some cool stuff coming up in the future. The Halloween Spooktacular is coming up in a couple episodes where I'm going to investigate an actual real haunted site like I do every year. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we got a live show coming up in about 2 months. So stick around, chimpers, and you're going to see a lot of cool stuff in the future. And be proud of yourselves and don't take any shit from any niggers. The tiger, tiger.